popcorn. You have a full for free from cranberry sauce and stuffing.
It's a lucky day for at least one turkey. But as the holiday shopping season begins in the U.S., retailers are busy making their own luck. For some, that means staying open on Thanksgiving. Some shoppers like the convenience, but it's not for everyone.
I think it's horrible. Thanksgiving's a day to spend with your family.
But with an estimated 140 million Americans expected to hit the stores over the holiday weekend, retailers are doing everything they can to get a bigger slice of the pie, says the Small Business Majority's John Ahrensmeyer. He spoke with VOA via Skype.
Well, it's huge. I mean, we're a consumer-driven economy. Many businesses, both directly and indirectly, depend upon retail sales during the holiday season.
Americans spent nearly $60 billion over the same holiday weekend last year. But with consumer confidence declining in November, businesses are only cautiously optimistic.
We've seen the economy moving forward, albeit a little too slowly. So we're hopeful that there's going to be significant demand starting on Black Friday and moving through the entire holiday season.
The holiday shopping season traditionally begins the day after Thanksgiving, often called Black Friday because it's the day many retailers finally get out of the red and start making a profit. Some stores are preempting Black Friday, opening their doors before the turkey dinners go cold, with discounts on everything from go-karts to flat-screen TVs. Some consumers camp for days to get the best deals, but for those who don't like to wait, shopping expert Trey Bodge says you can shop online for so-called Cyber Monday specials even before the weekend begins.
The turf is changing now, and retailers are making it much more convenient for the consumer to shop in the way that works best for them.
The National Retail Federation estimates the average American will spend $738 on gifts this year. Overall holiday sales are expected to top $600 billion, up 4% from last year. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.